Zach is a friend of mine who one day posted on Facebook that he had lost 100 pounds. Now, we're relatively new friends. I didn't realize this about him. Now, you know, I've lost 100 pounds, but not all at one time. I mean, we've all kind of done the yo-yo thing, right? Somebody said, yeah, I've lost 100 pounds, but I'm only actually 10 pounds lighter than I was. I lose 10, gain 10, lose 10, gain 10. You do that 10 times, you've lost 100 pounds, but not Zach. Zach actually did it all at one in one time, right? So I'm sure it was a little bit up and down as he went, but total, he started in the high 300s and he ended in the mid 200s. You're listening to Sparking Spiritual Growth. Welcome. This is the podcast that builds a Christian faith through looking at lessons from the Bible and helping apply them in the real world. It's where the Bible intersects everyday life. So this is where he was, and he shared it on Facebook about his journey. He kind of seemed skittish about it, to be honest. He was kind of embarrassed to share, not because he was embarrassed about his great victory, which it was great, but because he felt like he didn't want to draw too much attention to himself. Have you ever been there? And of all the people that I've seen posting on Facebook about, you know, all the things that I've seen people brag about, that's probably one that I would say, yeah, you have every right to do that. Let's give the man props. And I'm still amazed that he did that. And not only did he do it, but he's kept it off. It's wonderful to see people who are dedicated to helping themselves, to bettering themselves. And that really is what it takes for growth, right? So this is all about spiritual growth. But at the same time, you know, let's recognize even physical improvements like that. We can learn some things from that too, can't we? One of the things that I learned in reading and thinking about Zach's victory here was that Zach should have felt completely comfortable talking about it. You know, sometimes we get caught up in thinking and worrying about whether or not we're bragging. And we all know that we shouldn't be bragging. We don't like people that are boastful. But it's different when you're talking about something and talking about an achievement versus talking about how great you are because of that achievement. And there's sometimes a fine line, I recognize that. But we have to be able and willing to share our successes. We're very eager sometimes to share our failures. And well, I shouldn't say very eager. Sometimes we're more likely to share a failure than a success. But there's nothing wrong with sharing what you've gone through and how it's helped you, what you've gained from your experience. And of course, you're not doing it in a braggy way, but you're simply sharing with other people. That is very valuable. Here's one of the reasons it's so valuable. There are a lot of people out there trying to do what you've done. And you can help them by sharing with them, hey, you can do this. If I can do this, you can do this. So sharing with the thought in mind that you're trying to help encourage other people, that's a wonderful reason to share. And you're doing it because you want to help other people. That's a lot different than doing it because you want to tell everyone how great you are. Very different ideas. So share away and encourage other people. And at the same time, if you don't want to share, then, or even if you do share, be willing to step in when you see other people sharing and give them the attaboys, right? Give them the pat on the back. Say, way to go. Talk about them. Help them understand how important it is that you saw what they did, because they want to know that what they're doing has actually helped someone else. If they're going to talk about it and overcome that fear of, you know, looking bad by sharing something and people, you know, risking the idea of people looking at them and calling them braggarts and things like that, they're putting themselves out there. They're taking a risk. Pat them on the back and let them know that, yes, it actually was good that they told you what they did. And it was good, especially if it encourages you to do it also. Isn't that the whole reason that we want to share the things anyway? We want to help. We want to encourage. We want to let other people see, yeah, we're also we're going to pat ourselves on the back a little bit, and that's perfectly okay to do that a little bit. You know, this is how we encourage ourselves to continue on, sure. But at the same time, we're also helping other people. And to me, there's no more encouragement to me to continue doing the things that I do than for someone to write me or text me or call me or in some way communicate to me that I've helped them in some way. That's what it's all about. So I want to encourage you today to be an encourager. Share the things that you have that are successful, the things that you've done, and share with other people. Pat them on the back. Encourage them. Let them know, because most people don't receive near enough encouragement in their lives. When you start really being an encouraging person and really encouraging people, you're going to see that there are so many people that are so hungry for it because they don't get it from anyone else. I've known people that refuse to pat people on the back because they said, oh, their head's going to swell. And in fact, what they would do is they would sometimes pat them on the back, and then they would just turn around and insult them to keep their head from swelling. And they would joke around about how that they're trying to keep their head from swelling, but they were serious. I think they were serious because they would do it every single time. It's almost like they couldn't bring themselves to actually congratulating someone without actually trying to tear them down at the same time. And I think it's not necessarily, this is my opinion, it's not necessarily that they were looking at those people thinking, oh, they're going to get the big head. I think it's more out of a little bit of envy that these people are great people, but hey, they're not any better than I am. So I'm going to tear them down a little bit to make sure that they understand that we're equal, right? Well, shame on you if that's what you do. That's ungodly. Be happy for the success of other people. The success of other people doesn't in any way take away from you and your successes. It's simply talking about them. And if they look down on you and they think that they're better than you because they've achieved something that you haven't, shame on them. But you have no control over that. Your obligation, your duty, your responsibility would be to encourage them and to show them, to give honor to whom honor is due. Now, if you never receive encouragement, I can see why it would be very difficult to give encouragement to someone else. This is where your faith will grow. And honestly, it's a very good sign of your faith if you have the strength and the maturity to give some people something that you don't have. Give them the praise that you don't get. That says a lot. And I recognize the common idea is that you can't give someone what you don't have. And there's truth there, right? You can't give someone praise if you've never been praised. But at the same time, you can give praise if you haven't been praised. The first statement is true, it's also true that you can, especially with spiritual things, you can give what you don't have. And sometimes giving what you don't have will allow you to receive more of what you don't have, right? So what you have, if you use it properly, you can give it away. And when you give it away, God can bless you with even more. But you don't praise people or thank people or congratulate people so that you can get congratulations back. That's not the right motive. The right motive is to recognize this person has done a great thing. Why don't I pat them on the back? And you know, one of the great things about being an encourager is that it really comes back to you. I mean, especially if you do it for the right reasons. It is very difficult to encourage someone, to praise someone, to pat them on the back for a job well done, and not feel good at the same time. It's really hard not to feel good. And if you spend your life encouraging other people, you will have so many people around you because so many people are hungry for it, that you're going to have friends. Now, you don't do it to have friends. You do it because they legitimately deserve what you're saying. If you do it in order to have friends, I have friends who it just seems like they go out of their way to praise someone simply so that person will praise them back. It seems pretty obvious when that happens. Not everyone does that, but it just seems like a bit of manipulation where they're just praising and they're just trying to manipulate. It's almost like they want something from you. And I'm not suggesting that you be that way. Don't be disingenuous. Be real, but you know, help them recognize. And here are ways that you can do that to prevent people from looking at you and saying, oh, you're just wanting to manipulate me. Number one, don't act like there's something that you're expecting in return. Number two, be specific in what you're praising them for. You know, for example, my friend Zach, I praised him. I patted him on the back and said, man, I can't believe you lost 100 pounds. That's amazing. But I could be even more specific. He was showing consistency. He was showing a lot of self-control and mastery of self. And man, that's impressive in its own right. The things that he did day in and day out, how he took care of himself and he started looking out for what was best for him, those things are honorable. And if you're specific like that, then it shows that you actually put some thought into it. You're not just trying to manipulate, right? I'm not using Zach to gain more followers. I'm legitimately impressed with him, and I wanted to make sure he knew that. And I sent him a private message. I said, "Man, I really appreciate you saying that because I was wanting to give up at one point. I was 3 or 4 days into a new workout program." And I was wanting to quit. I was tired. I was hurting. I didn't feel like I already was getting discouraged. And then I saw what he posted, and that got me going. It's like, man, if he can lose 100 pounds, surely I can go another day, right? And that really helped me. So you never know what you're going to do to someone and how much you're going to affect their lives. Show them encouragement. Don't worry about you know, what other people think of you. Do it altruistically. That is, you know, do it without hidden motives of you're trying to get something from someone. Don't, you know, do it without manipulation, that kind of thing. But do it from the goodness of your heart. And when you are an encourager, your life is going to be so much richer. It's going to be so much better. You're going to have so many closer friends because, like I said, everyone needs this. And you can really help people simply by offering a word of encouragement. So I hope I've encouraged you today to do that because, you know, there are so many ways that you can make application of that. And a good rule of thumb is to look around every day and, or, you know, pick how many days you want to do it and look around and find something that someone does that's legitimately good and tell them, hey, I saw this. Great job. And leave it at that. You're going to make a big difference in people's lives. I guarantee that. And that will keep people going for a long time. Got any questions or comments? I would love to talk to you. You can email me. My email address is jason@sparksmore.com. Let's talk. I'll see you next time.